أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن يتوله منكم فإنه منهم إن الله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين. We are still discussing the first ayat of this ruku, and this is the last part of the ayat, in which at the beginning Allah Ta'ala warned us that we should not take the Jews and Christians as friends in any way. And the subject matter that is being discussed, because they have basically changed the books of Allah, the Torah and the Injil. So we should not follow in their ways. They are the enemies of Allah and we should keep away from them. Then we discussed yesterday, بَعَضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضُ. They are amongst themselves friends one to another. And they, like that, they have enmity for one another. But when it comes to about Islam, then they gang up and they become friends of one another and they all fight against Islam, which is a clear scene today in the world. Now Allah Ta'ala warns the consequences. Allah warned us that we should not befriend them. And there are two main aspects. One is to have love for them and the ways of life. Whatever their way of life is, to have love, that is also haram and extremely dangerous. And the other is to accompany them, to be in their company. That is also extremely dangerous and it leads eventually to irtidad, kufr, that a person renegates and goes against Islam. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّهُمْ اور جو کوئی تم میں سے دوستی کرے منکم فإنه منهم ان سے تو انہی میں رہے گا. A person who befriends them, who becomes their friend, he will be counted from amongst them. Or it is meant that eventually he will become from amongst them because of that influence of theirs upon him. Slowly he will give preference to their way of life, he will give preference to their all their aspects, and he will look down upon Islam. As unfortunately many people today who are Muslims, born Muslims, but because of this company of the non-Muslims and because of the love for their ways, they look down upon Islam and they prefer the Western way of life. They give preference to that. That is the result. And then that is at the beginning a secret matter which is just in their heart, but eventually openly it comes, as many, unfortunately, many people say that I have become an atheist, or I have become, they go out of the fold of Islam. Therefore, a person should be very much on guard for himself. And in these times which we are living in, for our family, our children, our families, we must be also very careful where our women are going, with who they are associating, our children at schools, etc. We must be very, very careful what company and how much of that love of that way of the other people have come into them. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Allah hidayat nahi karta zalim logo ko. These people who are adamant to choose the ways of those who are against Islam, to befriend them and to have their love, then Allah Ta'ala does not give hidayat to such people. Their hearts become sealed and then they don't have the understanding of Islam and of deen, and they don't want to be Muslims also. In fact, they find it a burden and a curse to be a Muslim. So these are the dangerous consequences which from the beginning Allah Ta'ala has said, the love of the kuffar and the company of them. We should be very careful and on our guard very greatly about these matters. May Allah give us all profit, inshallah.